Are you ready to listen to a podcast? The worst of the High FM morning show podcast. Now you can start listening.
George, don't look behind you. Don't look behind you.
I hate it when you do this.
There's a man and he's making faces. He's waving. Hello? He's now pointing at his phone. Why are you calling us? I think he's going to call us.
I love the way you're shouting at him.
Yeah, well, it's the soundproofing of the studio.
Yeah.
You can probably hear me now.
You probably actually can.
Hang on, he's not. Are you calling us? Are you calling us? Two? No, 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 not zero. He's going, okay. No, phone? Phone? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two? Two? Yeah, yeah, phone. That's it. George has now written out the number.
Dude?
Dude!
Dude!
Watch this. Hey! There you go. Now he's looking close to the... Oh, no, he's just WhatsApped. He's WhatsApped in. Shall I call him? Let me call him. Right, I'm calling him.
Hang on, he's calling us.
Well, I'll call him at the same time. Just in case people do not believe that he is here. Oh, is he... Oh, right, no, he's calling.
Told you.
Dude, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Yeah, we're a little bit freaked out at you looking at us. In the window.
I know, man. It's like a zoo.
What? It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's crazy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Makes us the monkeys. Yeah, in Christmas hats.
I was bored, you know? I just care. Said they'll come and watch the zoo.
Yeah, we're bored too.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Let me call it.
Dude, it's even worse for George.
That's
right?
All I've got.
Because
this is my view.
Freaked out, by she didn't know someone's watching her.
I know, because George, she's got her back. Don't do that. That's freaky. Stop doing that. Why are you in the mall so early?
Because I'm bored.
Yeah. Did you not sleep?
Yeah, what about sleeping is an option?
I don't sleep.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything is all right. No boat trip, so that's why.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming down, freaking
no
us out.
Bye,
he's waving. Look. Bye!
I'm watching you.
Oh, the freaky.
Have fun.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on. Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
Oh, my God. That freaky dude who was outside the window is NASA.
It's NASA.
It's NASA's here.
Good morning, Muscat.
Good morning, Omar, as well. We've got a load of transmitters.
All right.
How are you? Now you're all nervous. Look, you can tell.
I'm nervous.
I didn't realise that was you outside the window.
No worries. Just look at the shield. Diver.
Yeah, but I'm not reading it. Look at the distance between me and the window where you were standing.
You need glasses.
And waving. I think I do, actually. One of my eyes is that one. My left eye.
Okay, is not the pirate eye.
The pirate eye. Do you know why pirates actually wear patches?
Yes, I do.
Why?
It's because when they get under the deck, it gets too dark.
Yes.
And they have to wear it.
That is exactly why. Did you know that, George?
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
And then George is now taking a selfie with NASA. And then what happens is... their eyes become accustomed. So if anything then happens out on deck and it's dark, they just remove the patch and put it over to the other eye. So their eye that was under the patch is now accustomed to the dark.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
I know, I'm amazed that they figured this out.
Yeah, I know. How crazy is that? Anyway, so listen, thank you very much for coming.
Welcome.
I'm really sorry for not recognising you.
No worries. Robin's the worst.
Now NASA's taking a photo. He's taking
a photo. No wonder George takes a lot of time to answer the phone calls and anything. She's always on her phone.
She's on her phone all the time.
Also, I just can't reach anything. He has it all.
She's got long hands. And a massive head. Massive head. Are you videoing that?
Yes.
Is that a video?
Of course.
Okay, NASA's video.
Now, no wonder
hats.
Why Robin is always excited, because he has all the toys.
Hi.
I know.
Just had it. Hey, why? Hi. Don't ruin the illusion of radio.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I think you're about 23, 24?
No, 12.
No, 12?
12?
No.
Yeah.
You are older than that. You sound much older.
No, I have a sore throat, so.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Husky.
Yeah, I get like that when I got a sore throat.
And my voice is also messed up because I smoke. No, I'm just joking.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
What's it even? Where's this going?
This guy's killing me. Oh, God. You should have just left it there. Don't smoke. Because every single person that smokes wish they didn't start.
Okay.
No, and take it from me.
Okay.
Because I used to. It's not funny. It's not big and it's not clever.
Okay, I have to go now, so.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Have a good day.
Okay, I will. And you have a good day and don't smoke.
Bye. Yes.
Enjoy your birthday, though.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, bye. 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 I think I did a good job then.
Yeah, what a celebratory call.
A recent study shows that smoking just one cigarette per day can cause serious health problems. That's why the makers of Hefty Puff cigarettes are proud to announce our new 50 packs. New 50 packs will not only save you money, they'll also encourage you to smoke more, distancing yourself from a dangerous one cigarette per day habit. Here's how Hefty Puff cigarettes work. As the delicious tar saturates your bloodstream, laboratory-enhanced nicotine races to your brain, delivering the energy-increasing medicine your body desperately needs. So don't get caught with just one dangerous smoke per day. Fire up a Hefty Puff. Now available in 500 carton pallets.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
No, this is High FM.
I've got a question.
Yeah, well, hang on. Let me get through the 10 best songs of the year.
Can we race through then if it's
right.
10?
Okay, Rolling Stone released their annual list of the 50 best songs of the year. They did this over the weekend.
According to who?
According to them, Rolling Stone.
Right, so it's just what they decided.
Yeah.
And that's the law.
Number 10, Mask Off, Future. Lust for Life, Lana Del Rey at number 9, featuring The Weeknd. Portugal the Man.
Yes.
Feel It Still at number 8. Despacito, number 7.
Okay.
Migos, Bad and Bougie at number 6.
Mm.
U2. Lights of Home at 5. Bodak Yellow, Cardi B at number 4.
It's a no from me.
Kendrick Lamar, Humble at number 3.
Mm.
Lorde, Homemade Dynamite, number 2.
Mm.
And number 1, Harry Styles.
Really?
Sign of the times.
Oh, who are these people? No, that's done. I've got a question for you.
Question?
This is an important real life question.
All right, okay.
I read this morning that the value of one Bitcoin has gone past $10,000 for the first time. But I don't understand. I still don't understand Bitcoins.
Okay.
And I could have Googled it, but I thought, well, that's what you're here for.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Bex.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
George Ryland.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
Get up. High FM.
I don't agree with what you're doing.
With what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
Sitting?
No. And that is going through a list that you've been sent to pick a present from.
That's the dream.
That's not the dream.
It is the dream.
That's not Christmas. Christmas is about surprising someone.
With stuff they don't want.
With stuff that, yeah, they don't want. That's what Christmas is about. It's about the pair of socks. It's about the T-shirt.
Well, I have to do that for everyone else in my life apart from my sister. And every year I will receive an itemised list from which I am able to pick.
How many things are on that itemised list?
Oh, well, so it depends.
You see? So there's lots. Is there more than 10?
I would say just about, yeah.
There's 10 items on the list. So you get to pick one of those items. She doesn't know which one.
Oh, no, she'll know which one because she's already bought some of this stuff.
What?
So I'm going to have to give her the money, take the stuff,
wrap it up,
and then give it back.
That's not Christmas.
Is it our house?
Is it really? Is it,
yeah.
Is that Christmas in the Ryland household? Ooh, I wonder what this is. That doesn't happen, does it?
You're still going to wrap it up, though.
Yeah, but all the joy's gone.
One year, my brother ordered everything off Amazon
right. And
just wrote on the boxes.
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Gotta got that big white beard, suit with the fur. Got a bag full of gifts for him and her. Sled hits the roof. Santa reindeer hooves. Santa goes ho 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 ho. Got them baggy red pants, boots with the fur. Down your chimney with toys for good boys and girls. Drove out of sight. To all a good night. Santa goes ho 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 ho.
Waste your life now.
Follow my simple instruction.
Idiots.
Get up.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Morning show
podcast.
No. I know that was quite a dramatic reaction.
Yeah.
You're going to be so disappointed when I tell you what that no was all about.
What?
I'm just looking to see if one of my favourite authors has a new book out.
Brilliant.
Turns out he's a man. Oh, I thought it was a woman. I'm 9 books into this.
Who's your favourite author?
This is MJ Arledge. All cheery murder books, you know, okay. Lots of people die. And the lead character is Lady Detective. So I just presumed a lady was writing it.
All right, wrong.
Every day's a school day, Robin.
Brilliant, thanks for that.
No, you're welcome. Waking
up. Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
Hi.
Robin Banks.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Question!
Question!
Yeah.
Have you ever left a voicemail for your dog?
No, I've never left a voicemail for my dog. Why would I do that? My dog's not got...
Are you sure? Your dog's not got what? A mobile?
Yeah. Why would I do that?
Because if he did, you would.
If my dog had a mobile, then yeah, of course I would leave a voicemail for my dog. I'd be a little bit annoyed that my dog hasn't carried his mobile with him and is answering the phone. Maybe my dog's rejecting me. Oh, I don't want to speak to him.
Maybe he's just never given you the number.
Do you think my dog has got a mobile?
I read this. A third of pet owners...
Yeah.
Have left a voicemail for their pets.
How?
Well, what? I presume on a home phone.
Ah, I've done
like
that.
Like a landline. What?
I have done that.
Why?
Yeah, I've done that.
Saying what?
Well, just hello. How's it going? I'll be
it's
back in a bit.
Daddy!
Basically, yeah.
Have a word with yourself.
Well, I haven't done it for many years because I now haven't got a landline. But when I did have a landline, I had an answering machine.
I'll be back in a bit.
I'll be back in a bit. Just in case he was worried. That's all.
Wow.
Best thing is...
What?
He called me back.
Don't call here again.
Don't forget to pick up some milk.
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi FM.
That's Hi FM, Robin Banks.
Good morning, hello.
Hello, I'm George Ryland.
Yes, hello.
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Are it was going to be nothing, but I found this.
Oh, no. Just because you found something, does that mean now that I've got to get you something and we've got to do it on the radio?
You're not going to be able to reciprocate in kind. You see that thing on your wrist?
The Fitbit.
I mean, what is that anyway? Who wears that?
That's my step counter,
no,
isn't
it? No. We've got something new for you.
Okay.
Going to need to borrow your dog, though.
What do you want my dog for? Why are you looking at me like that?
This is the new companion collection from Analog Watch Company. If you just want to have a little look at that watch, can you work out the connection?
It's a furry watch.
Yes.
Right.
Where's that fur coming from?
It's not my dog, is it?
It's your love pet.
No, I would never. Oh, I would hate that. I think Debbie would like it, though.
Oh.
She'd love it. Except it wouldn't be my dog fur. It would be the hair off my back, wouldn't it?
Oh.
What?
That's just...
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Reindeer's Head.
Wow, the big day's almost here. One full night of sleigh pulling. You know, 364 days a year, I'm locked up in a stable and poof, I have to pull a sleigh around the world without even so much as a chance to stretch. You know what they call that, right? It's called animal cruelty. And what about these rooftop landings? It's not like they have runway lights. Do I look like an F-16? Do I? Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Rudolph. Mr. Superstar. How old is this guy now? He's like 100 years old. Hey, Rudy, hate to tell you, but you have sucked for the last 30. Oh, and here comes the jolly old elf himself. All 348 pounds of him. God, I hope one of these houses has a chiropractor.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Reindeer's Head.
Do a quick Google of...
On it.
Iranian woman who wants to look like Angelina Jolie. Surprised that hasn't popped up in your feed.
So am I. Oh, gosh. She looks like she died.
She looks a bit like a zombie, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's undergone 50 surgeries to look like Angelina Jolie.
It's like now, that dude that wants to look like a Ken doll.
I've seen that as well.
Don't
but
like
I think,
it.
I definitely think it's worked because she's already broken up her first marriage.
Wake up. I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
You mentioned a gift.
Yes, I did. Yes.
I don't see any, though.
I thought I'd save it for a surprise for you. Because I was surprised when I came in and I saw it on my desk with a little note.
Okay.
Do you want to read the note?
Did I have one as well, or just you?
Yes, you have one as well.
Okay, yes.
But there's only one note.
Okay, have fun.
All right.
Comes as two presents.
This is presents. This is the first of our gifts. Look, it's got a little hand out.
give me.
You're going to love.
Give it to me.
Oh, you're going to love these. There you go. There's the note. Do you want me to read the note to you?
Robin and George. Oh.
It says, to Robin and George, early Christmas prezzy, love sparkles.
I have now an image in my head of sparkly cookies. Am I right?
No, you're not.
We're not?
No, you're not right. Okay. So Sparkles is a lady that works in our office.
She is. That's what it says on the tin. She's very sparkly.
Yeah, very sparkly. Would you like the gift?
Why is it on the floor?
Because I put it on the floor. So
is it edible?
No, so I could reveal it.
Dude, if it was edible, would it be on the floor? It wouldn't even be in the studio.
No, please don't.
Say, come out and get it.
Yeah, somewhere cleaner.
Stay in this place.
Right, do you want this?
Yes.
Okay, I've got one and you've got one.
Okay.
Shall I wear mine first and then come up and show you? Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay, so, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
It's our first gift.
Okay, first gift of the season.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is.
Hey!
You've got one as well.
Yes.
Oh, it's a Christmas hat. Brilliant.
Right, so if I take my headphones off.
It's a Christmas hat.
Yeah, I've got quite a big head. If this doesn't go on, it's super embarrassing.
Yes, it fits.
Yes.
Yes, it fits. George's head is so big, it's got its own weather system.
Ah!
We look great.
Well, you look great. What about me?
Great.
Do I look great?
You're great.
We look great.
Oh, get up. Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo.
Get up.
High FM.
I'm getting messages of, can we see the Christmas hats? Have you put them on social media?
It's on Instagram.
Instagram.
Yes.
So, High FM Radio on Instagram. And also maybe...
I'll tweet it.
Well, and also might do a video later.
Yes.
As well.
Why not?
Right? Because we look great.
We do look great.
Our Christmas hats.
Also, it's very practical, so I'm toasty now.
I hope I don't get a sweaty head.
Today's a good day. I've got a new hero.
Oh, okay. Great.
I've always wondered about this,
yeah.
And someone's actually done it.
Yeah.
This is a guy in the States.
Yeah.
I believe he was in South Carolina. His name's Alex.
Alex.
He went to his local Waffle House restaurant.
Okay, yeah.
And he found the staff were asleep. So he waited for 10 minutes, and then what did he do?
Did he gently nudge them? Go,
nope.
Hey, you guys. Hey.
I'm hungry.
Did he have an air horn?
No.
Did he rob the place? He robbed the place, didn't he?
No.
No, what did he do?
Just went and made his own food.
Oh, I love him.
I love him.
He is our hero of the day.
He is.
Podcast.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
Hello.
We're both wearing our Christmas hats.
We are very festive.
We are getting into the spirit of the season. I'm going to tell you a really funny joke.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yes.
What did the big chimney say to the little chimney?
I don't know.
Nothing. Chimneys can't talk. All right, so I lied. That wasn't a funny joke, clearly.
I mean, does that even class as a joke?
But get this, George. 37% of people's initial reaction to a stupid, unfunny joke like the one you just heard is to actually laugh.
Out of politeness.
Which means that over a third of people listening to this right now think that I am hilarious, which is kind of scary, isn't it?
Robin Banks.
Warning, you are now entering a bad zone.
So why are you guys in the back there? Why are you guys in the back?
Hello.
Yeah, come on, we've got Chris Burks here.
Morning.
Good morning. Chris Burks from The Chris Burks Show. And James
morning.
Hall from 7 o'clock is here.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
It's really weird to be in at this time. This is odd.
Because we never see you.
No, I know.
Right?
Weird that.
Yeah, we never ever see you. Why don't we ever see you?
I try to avoid George Ryland as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. But why are you in this morning so early?
Why are you both wearing Christmas hats is a big question.
Well, we're getting into the... Christmas season, and why are you trying to now put the conversation off you? I mean, this is the first time.
I did want to come in and see George and also you.
Yeah, but we've been here, I mean, I've been here for 14 months.
Yeah, and I only know it's you because I've seen you on Instagram.
Yeah,
which
that's
I
basically
find
it.
Odd as a colleague.
You like every photo on my Instagram. Thanks for that. Well,
again, you're doing it again.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Why is he doing it again?
Leave me alone, all right?
So, I'm trying to ask you, why is this the first time you've ever come in to see us?
Because I felt bad.
Why aren't you putting the headphones on?
Oh,
there?
I've got
yeah, put the headphones on.
Typical. They're not even on.
Plug it in.
I mean, you work
we're
in the
on.
Studio, so
yeah,
you should
on
know.
Yeah, this side. I never sit on this side.
Well, it's the same connection, right. Isn't it?
Okay. Stop bullying me.
What? I'm not. Why, how can I be bullying you? How can I be bullying
George,
you?
George, stick up for me, please.
Well, she never does. You should know that. So why don't we ever see you? I mean, we're all in the office.
I'm here
Chris
now.
Burke. Chris is in early. And we see Chris, he comes in about 10:30, 11 o'clock, always. Comes in, hangs out.
Yeah, I see Chris at least once a week.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Yeah. It's enough. It's more than enough, if I'm honest.
So why don't we ever see you?
Well, I'm here now. Here, this, we can make this a regular thing.
Can we?
If you want it to be.
Will you?
Yeah.
So this
time, there's no reason not to.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning, you'll be in. And let's do this. We could do a little 100% James Hall little feature.
Yeah.
You could tell us what's going on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that every single day.
We'll do that every
Yeah, and you'll be here live.
We'll be here live. Yeah?
Okay, cool. Hey, listen, because you're always here, do you want to come around and do it?
Yeah.
Do
a little bit better? No, I'm right.
What's going on? Why is he taking his headphones off? It's like his first time he's ever been here.
What?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on.
On High FM.
Shh. It's too early.
It's very loud.
Very loud. Right, well, listen, we're here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland's there. I need to go on a diet. Now, I know I've been saying this ever since I've known you, but you know when something happens in life and you think, that's it, that's the sign that I need?
What happened? This doesn't sound good.
Right, you know, sometimes people see pictures of themselves on holiday and they go, oh God, look at that.
Often, though, that happens because they then want to bring out a fitness DVD. Is this where you're going?
No, 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 this is not where I'm going at all. Or maybe you break a chair or something like that. That didn't happen to me.
Or when McDonald's phoned you to see if you're okay because you didn't come in yesterday.
Or you call McDonald's and they go, oh, all right, Robin, how's it going? Your usual, please. Like is the case at Domino's. But anyway, I digress. A few days ago, I had my epiphany. Annie, my six-year-old, she asked me, she said, she looked at my tummy and she said, Daddy, have you got a baby in there? I know,
oh no!
Right?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hurrah.
Hi.
Hurrah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is me you're looking for.
I can see it in your eyes.
I can see it in your smile.
Smile, smile, smile. I don't know the rest of the words.
Neither do I.
But we are sounding fine.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't go back to that. All right, who is this?
Yeah, Adnan here.
You working today?
Yep, working from Saturday just like you guys.
No, this is not work.
Oh, yeah,
this is not work.
Great. You guys are having fun?
We having fun, yeah?
You mean sometimes?
During the records, not on the radio.
What is it that you're doing?
Me, I'm in marketing for Coca-Cola.
Marketing for Coca-Cola time. Oh,
yep.
I just... Oh, hang on, George.
I'm just going to reach down here and pick up that name.
I'm marketing for Worldwide Corporation. I've heard of them.
Oh, it's Coca-Cola. Did I mention that?
Hello.
I love this guy. All right, listen, thanks for the call.
You're most welcome. Take care, bro. Bye. You got to get
the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Hello.
Oh, you're right. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Yep. I went to Muscat Hills yesterday.
Right, yes.
And I loved it. It was really nice. Really, really nice. And there was a guy. I was just waiting in the... You know those little chairs? Not the restaurant, but there's little chairs. They make you wait. So just wait over there till we get a table ready for you.
Okay, well, before you eat.
Before you eat, yeah.
They didn't make you wait to go on the beach.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
And this dude walks by. And he's staring at me, and I'm looking at him.
Those eyes aren't painted on.
Yeah, and he points at me, and I point at him back. And he goes, do I know you from somewhere? I'm like, no.
You may recognise me from such movies. As
So I get up, and I go over to him, I shake his hand. He says, you're from the radio. I said, no, I'm an accountant.
No, I'm not from the radio. Yeah. I deal with numbers and computers.
He says, yes, you are. I go, yeah, hi, it's Robin. I said, who are you? He says, Imran. So I'm chatting away to Imran. And he says to me, yeah, I listen to you guys. He says, I get up early too. He says, I get up really early. I know what it feels like.
Here we go.
I know, right? I know. So I had an argument with him. I said, okay, what time do you get up at? I'm expecting like 3:30, 4 o'clock like us.
Yeah.
Half five.
Lying! Ooh. What are you talking about?
Get up! Get up!
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up!
This is High FM. Morning to ya!
Morning!
31% of people say they've conveniently lost their partner's worst stuff during a move.
Yeah. It broke.
The majority of them believe their significant other wouldn't really miss it. And a lot of them blamed it on the movers when the subject came up. Oh, where's my t-shirt? Oh, movers was in that box. It was missing. I don't know.
These things happen.
Not surprisingly, women are more likely to lose their husband's stuff during a move than vice versa.
No, you do surprise me.
So I had all these t-shirts, right? And I loved them. They were my favourite t-shirts. Okay, they were a bit dirty. And then they were no more. And I couldn't find them. And I had a right go at my wife. And I said, where's my... They're my favourite t-shirts. I love those t-shirts. There was about 5-6 of them. Where have they gone? You can't just throw out my stuff. Oh, my God. I really did. I came down on her. I went... You know what she did? Came to my birthday, right? She'd made a blanket out of all the t-shirts, all embroidered together.
She's literally a genius.
T-shirts that I'd had a go at her. So not only did she get me a present, but she'd also double hit me with the fact that I now felt really guilty for having a go at her.
And yet also, you will never be able to wear any of them outside the house again. Everyone's a winner!
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
I don't think I can go on because the most disgusting thing has happened.
Oh, you're being a real baby.
So we've been doing this show together for 14 months now.
Yep.
And this is the first time this has happened.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
No, it did happen once before. You had vaguely the same reaction.
And that's what happens with your brain. Really bad things, your brain just blocks out because I cannot remember this happening before.
Yeah. Blanked it out.
It must have. You know
this is your fault.
I think it was.
Yeah, I know it was.
So, myself and George, we have tea in the morning, and we have lots of it. And
we have a lot of it.
It's
quite disgusting, actually.
And we both have our own mugs.
Yes.
And they are very different mugs.
Yes.
Somehow, just now, on this round of tea, Ryland went, where's your mug? I'll go and put the kettle on, make a cup of tea. And she said, what are you doing with my mug? Then I realise it's all gone, isn't it?
And then he loses it. Oh. Annie would have had a more grown-up reaction. She's your six-year-old daughter.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Wait a minute here. They're just using the same actor over and over. What kind of a cut-rate production is this?
Robin Banks.
Hello?
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 It's very urgent, wasn't
it? Hello, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Are you all right? That's us.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Armand.
And how's it going this morning?
It's very good. I really enjoyed your FM and every day. I love it.
Oh, you poor thing.
Same thing, all right?
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy. I can't explain it.
You sound happy. You sound really, really happy. You just sound like a happy person.
Yeah.
Have you got a happy life?
Yeah, of course.
Brilliant. Well, it's not of course, is it? Because some people don't have a happy life. But you actually, from what I'm getting, the vibes just sound like a happy person.
Just good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes from this guy.
Yeah, but...
See?
Yeah.
All right, was that it? You just wanted to call up and just say, well, you're happy and everything's good?
Yeah, everything is good.
Brilliant.
And this is a very, very happy day for me.
See? Why is it a happy day? Is there anything special going on?
Because I was so excited to talk to you.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for calling. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, yes.
Bye. What a nice guy. Let's take another one. Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Who's this?
It's Abdullah Al-Busaidi.
Abdullah, how's it going? You all right?
Good, all good. Yeah, I wake up early morning every day.
Oh.
Oh, what time?
Hang on.
What's early?
And do you have to wake up early?
No, I don't. I just wake up, look around me and go back to sleep.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about these nutters that actually just wake up early and spring out of bed on the first alarm. Yeah. They don't even hit snooze.
Ugh.
Like Kathy Douglas, who's on at 1 o'clock. She was up at 4:30 this morning.
Yes.
I know,
that's
right?
Lovely.
It's not lovely.
There's nothing lovely
about
that.
It's not lovely. How can that be lovely?
Because you wake up, you look around and just feel like, oh, this is a beautiful day.
No, no.
But it's dark.
No. Yeah, what kind of nutter are you to think that?
It depends where we are.
Right, where are you?
In a Dimaniyat island.
Oh, right, okay. And do you sleep outside?
Oh, I love it, that one.
Okay.
I know it's not quick.
All right, listen, we're going because we disagree with you.
And we're tired.
And emotional. Thanks for calling, goodbye.
Cheers.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
There's a story from the UK which I find amazing.
Good.
If you're in the UK for Christmas, you may well be getting a Putin calendar.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's his Russian president.
Yes.
Vladimir Putin.
So the Russian media are saying that a 2018 calendar of President Vladimir Putin in various poses. He does like a pose.
Yeah, he does like the topless on a horse.
Very much.
Loves it.
Or next to a bear in the snow.
Rawr.
Things like that.
Who's the hardest? Me or the bear?
Me.
Dovrajin.
So they're saying in the Russian media that these calendars have just been put out on sale in the UK and sold out.
Wow.
Within a few hours. The lot have gone.
Are they just saying that though?
Well, this journalist looked into it and couldn't actually find any shops in the UK that had sold any Putin calendars.
Love the Russians.
Amazing.
Love them. There's one of them calendars on your sister's Christmas list.
She's already bought two, to be sure.
But you can pay for them. Oh, surprise!
Podcast.